Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, you better hope they're not going to the finals, Jonesy.
I hope they do.
Did you ever walk down there like at 8 a.m.?
No, I know.
Like,
it's
I went for a walk at 8 in the morning just to, you know, start,
right.
get up it's like normal humans do. Most people there aren't up at that time.
Yep.
And all I could smell was
puke.
Stale beer and puke.
Then you left the room?
Yeah, no.
Albert.
On the line is our basketball expert. Now, here's what we've had so far. Spike Eskin, very modulated.
Yes, yes.
Calm down. We're going to win tonight. Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Then Eagle Shirley came on and went berserk.
Mm-hmm.
Here to break that tie is our own basketball expert, John Johnson. Hi, John.
Good morning, Ange. Enjoy Nashville?
All right. No, I did enjoy it. It's a bleep hole. Jonesy told me. All right, anyway, John, let's start with this, John. What was your reaction to Saturday? How bad did you think it was?
It was embarrassing. It was a team who wasn't ready for the start of the playoffs, who thought they could stroll in on talent alone and beat the Brooklyn Nets, who were prepared for the Sixers. It was an embarrassing performance from the player perspective to the coaching staff, and they deserved to lose that game, and they deserved to be booed.
How did Brett Brown coach that day?
I thought he had a horrendous coaching performance. I know a lot of people want to talk about Ben Simmons, and I completely understand why. And J.J. Redick. But guess what? You had more games without Joel Embiid in the last third of the season than you had with him. And for you to enter this game and say, the moment you find out Embiid is playing, say, just give Joel the ball and he'll figure everything out on his own. That was their game plan. And it was very evident of that. That's horrible on the coaching staff, especially early in the game. And that's what set the tone. You didn't get everybody involved. Meanwhile, the Nets, it made it easy for him. If you're going into that game, you're saying, all right, Joel hasn't played in a week. We know how tired he gets. Just make him run as much as possible. And then whenever J.J. Redick is in the game, just target him offensively, and we're going to score points, and we're going to take an early lead, and we'll see where it goes from there. So it's one-on-one stuff that you or I could have drawn up, Angelo, and a lot of it goes on the Sixers coaching staff.
I'm with you 100%. Ben Simmons, we saw this during the playoffs last year. We saw it again in the first game, John. Do the playoffs expose his limitations?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you know what, though? Elton Brand knew that. He knew he wasn't ready. That's why he acquired not just Jimmy Butler, but he acquired Tobias Harris. He knows, it's well aware that Ben Simmons has so much potential, but he hasn't tapped into it for, you know, a multitude of reasons that he hasn't, you know, I've seen him shoot hundreds of threes, you know, in practice and pregame and shooting countless free throws, but he doesn't do it well in the game. He hasn't hit that stage of development. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. They knew that. That's why they acquired these other players in addition, which is why I put it more on the coaching staff than I do Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Speaking of the coaching, during the 20-1 run that really decided the game in the second quarter, John, did you see Brown do anything to adjust?
No. It was, well, I had an eight-man route. I had an eight-man rotation. Maybe I'll make it 9. Then it was 10. Then it was 11. It was just throw guys at the problem, guys who shouldn't have been in the game in the first place. It was a horrible job. Listen, it's only one game of the best of 7, and cross your fingers, you hope everything improves tonight. But for this game, there was no answer to anything other than just throw a different player at the problem.
John, the Amir Johnson cell phone situation on the bench, which Brett Brown knew nothing about, does it say something about the culture that he has on his team that a player would think it was okay to do that?
The way you phrase it, it's impossible to say it doesn't say something.
That's why I carefully phrase these things.
Amir's a professional. Amir's always been a professional, never had an issue with Amir. And it was very surprising. Of all players, it was him that was sitting there with a cell phone. But it's, you know, when you're looking at it, you don't know anything about the Sixers. It puts such a light on that entire organization that's how things are run in Philadelphia.
John, how big's tonight's game?
Oh, it's everything. I can say without question in my mind, if they lose tonight, they're not going to win the series. This game is in a best of 7 when, you know, oh, well, not every game's a must win. This is a must win. When you go into this playoffs with this amount of expectations and you are the 3 seed and you've done so much for the here and the now, if you lose both of your home games, the city will revolt on you, and they should.
John Johnson, Will the Joe, give me, I can't get the drum roll going. I was hoping for a drum roll here. Oh, I got a new drum roll.
Oh.
John Johnson.
Yeah.
Will the Sixers win tonight?
I think you'll see a more prepared Sixers team tonight. I think Brooklyn will be ready for some of that. I think it will be a close game down to the wire, but I think the Sixers will come out on top.
All right. Well, John, if they don't, I think we got you tomorrow, right? You'll be here tomorrow? Get ready if they don't.
John Johnson does not.
Let me tell you something right now. Johnson does not hold back. It should be fun. John, thank you as always, my friend. Appreciate it. There you have it. There you have it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.